Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Ian Parkinson. I'm a research analyst at CIBC. I cover the uranium space. Our first speaker this morning is Kim Goheen, the Senior Vice President and CFO of Cameco Corp. What we're going to do with Cameco, Kim's going to give a quick presentation, 20, 22 minutes long, and then we'll have a few questions after that, and then we'll open up the floor if any of you have questions as well. With that, over to you, Kim.
Thank you, Ian. Good morning, everyone. Real privilege to be able to speak to you today. Normally, just waking up to the breathtaking view of these mountains is a treat, especially for someone who now lives on the prairies. But this year, we also get a first-hand look at the place where history will be made. In just a few short weeks, Olympians from around the world will be hurtling down these slopes at record-breaking speeds. It is indeed a great time to be at Whistler. Now, it's also a great time to be in the uranium business. At no other time in history are so many countries choosing nuclear energy to power their nation. Governments are realizing that nuclear energy is the most reliable, clean, and affordable option to address climate change and to meet their energy needs. Today, I'd like to provide you with an overview of Cameco's operations and the market fundamentals driving our business. Before I begin, I will remind you that our presentation includes forward-looking information, which is based on a number of assumptions, and that actual results could differ materially. Please refer to our annual information form and MD&A for more information. Cameco charted a cautious course in order to weather the uncertain months of the past year. We took steps to ensure we could live within our means and maintain financial flexibility. Our financial partners in the equity markets have shown confidence in this strategy. In December, we took another step towards capitalizing on future uranium growth opportunities through the sale of our shares in Centerra Gold, which provided us with net proceeds of approximately $871 million. We intend to use these proceeds in our core uranium business as we pursue our target of doubling uranium production. Cameco has a solid customer base, high-grade reserves, diversified operations, and excellent exploration potential. We remain focused on our long-term growth strategy and take a conservative approach to financial management. We have exceptionally reliable revenue streams. Our customers have good credit ratings, operate low-cost nuclear plants at maximum capacity to meet the baseload requirements, are located in stable countries where plants are often government-owned or where there are regulated rate structures, and consume the same amount of uranium whether the local economy is weak or strong. Our sales contracts with these customers were put in place when uranium prices were on their way up the price curve and reflect three pricing mechanisms: fixed or escalated base price, market-related tied to the spot price indicator at time of delivery, and market-related tied to the long-term price indicator at time of delivery. Most of our contracts include floor price protection against decreases in the market price while retaining exposure to future market price increases. The result is relatively predictable revenue with significant upside. Our revenue and earnings are also driven by our world-class reserves and low-cost operations in Canada, the U.S., and Kazakhstan. And our pipeline for future production is fed with highly prospective global exploration properties. We have talented and dedicated people, and we are strong enough to respond when the right opportunities present themselves. All of this positions the company to benefit from the nuclear industry's long-term fundamentals, which remain compelling. Today, there are 436 nuclear power reactors operating in 30 countries. Another 53 reactors are under construction. This rate of nuclear expansion has not been seen in three decades. But energy supply is never straightforward. With significant growth comes challenges. In North America and Europe, Uncertainty exists regarding the cost of building and financing new reactors. Only when the industry has demonstrated that units can be built on time and on budget will growth accelerate. But longer term, in a carbon-constrained world, nuclear energy will perform very well. Despite the current challenges, including the current economic climate, the U.S. government has implemented an $18.5 billion loan guarantee program and other incentives to revitalize its nuclear industry after three decades of stagnation. A number of utilities in the Southeast continue to move ahead, and long lead time items such as reactor vessels are being ordered, and some site preparation work is underway. We expect that 4 to 8 new reactors will be built in the U.S. over the next decade. Taking a more global perspective, it is clear that nuclear energy is increasingly gaining support from countries around the world. Some are calling this growing surge in support a nuclear renaissance. In China and India, aggressive nuclear energy programs are underway, and this includes building significant uranium inventory. India plans to increase its 4,000 megawatts of nuclear power generation to 20,000 megawatts by 2020. In 2009, China was very active in purchasing uranium in the spot market to fuel reactors under construction. With 11 reactors in operation, 20 under construction, and dozens more planned, China is now the focus of the world's nuclear industry. In Belgium and Germany, steps are being taken to delay nuclear phase-out policies adopted in the past. As well, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, and Turkey appear very determined to become first-time operators of nuclear power plants. When we look at how the growing appetite for nuclear energy will affect uranium demand, our conservative estimate is for a net increase of 97 reactors over the next decade. This translates to annual demand for uranium of about 226 million pounds by 2018, which is an average annual growth rate of 3%. Better reactor operations, reactor upgrades, life extensions, and the construction of new units will help drive this growing demand. On the supply side, world uranium comes from primary production plus a number of secondary sources. 2008, uranium mines collectively struggled to achieve production targets. We had expected mine production of about 128 million pounds of uranium, where output was actually about 114 million pounds, which supplied only two-thirds of reactor requirements. The balance was drawn from a variety of secondary sources, including finite, civilian, and military inventories, and some recycled products. Continuing drawdown of secondary sources is expected to make up only a portion of the cumulative production deficit through this decade. We estimate about 400 million pounds of production will be required from expansions and new mines, but this will not be easy. For two decades, there's almost been no investment in either exploration or new mine development because uranium prices were below the production cost of most suppliers. Higher uranium prices of the recent past have stimulated activity, but the time for discovery, licensing, and construction in our industry is lengthy. In many cases, existing operations are struggling to achieve production targets. All these factors point to the need for an increase in global uranium supply over the decade. Even with this overwhelmingly positive long-term market fundamentals, we do continue to see volatility in the spot price. Today, U.S. spot price is $43.50 per pound, up from the low reached last April of $40 per pound, and the average industry long-term price is $61 per pound. For those who follow the market, volatility is not surprising. The spot market is thinly traded compared to other commodities, and minor quantities can result in large price movements. Short-term requirements of most utilities are well covered. Utilities evaluate their positions as prices rise and fall, and over time, they will step in and out of the spot market, depending on their need to contract, uncovered requirements, or their desire to build inventory. In addition, the spot market will be influenced by short-term supply development. For example, in 2009, we saw the market try to digest developments that had the opposite effect on the spot price. First was the announcement by the U.S. Department of Energy that uranium will be released to the market from its stockpile to fund cleanup operations at the enrichment facility in Portsmouth, Ohio. Second, the setback in primary production experienced by a significant uranium producer. Notwithstanding these events, long-term fundamentals of the uranium market remain strong. We're building our business on the expectation that the long-term price for uranium will continue to move towards a realistic equilibrium price as the nuclear renaissance continues. 2009, we shifted the focus of our growth strategy, predominantly but not exclusively towards uranium production, after making significant progress over the past 4 years in additional vertical integration. By 2018, our goal is to double our annual uranium production to 40 million pounds from our existing portfolio of assets. We have new mines coming on stream, notably Inkai, which will ramp up to 3.1 million pounds for Cameco's account, with an eventual target of 5.7 million pounds net to Cameco. And Cigar Lake, superior world-class deposit that we expect will generate 9 million pounds of uranium production annually for Cameco. Our acquisition in 2008 of a 70% interest in Kintyre, an advanced uranium exploration project in Western Australia, further expands our quality uranium assets. It adds the potential for lower cost production and diversifies our geographic reach and deposit type. We also have a number of additional deposits identified that, together with our existing active exploration program on five continents, are geared towards ensuring Cameco's growth in the years to come. Our production target for 2018 does not rely on further acquisitions. However, we will continue to pursue new assets that make good business sense. As our record shows, our approach is disciplined and the value must be evident. We have more than one way, though, to achieve future production growth. In this context, acquisitions must compete for capital against our existing portfolio of assets. And while we look for further opportunities to grow, particularly in uranium mining, we will also continue to protect and expand our market position by reinvesting in existing mine, mill, and conversion plant infrastructure. Our current operating assets and development projects include the high-grade, low-cost Canadian operations in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. That includes MacArthur River, with an average ore grade of 21%, more than 100 times the world average, and where we continue to make good progress on the transition to new mining areas that promise to sustain operations for many years. During the third quarter, we achieved a mining industry first in completing a new development drift right through a geological unconformity. Our Rabbit Lake mine has produced 175 million pounds of uranium in its 3 decades of operation. In 2008, we added to Rabbit Lake's reserve base, which will continue to support production of significant quantities of uranium for several more years. We are optimistic, though, that our ongoing exploration program continue to extend the life even further. Cigar Lake is currently the largest undeveloped high-grade uranium deposit in the world. As mentioned, we expect it will generate 9 million pounds annually to Cameco's account. Once our remediation and construction efforts are complete and we ramp up to full production, Cameco's share of reserves at Cigar Lake is 113 million pounds, again at an average ore grade of 21%. The mine is one of the most technically challenging in the world. We have taken a very deliberate approach to remediation. We intend to do it systematically to assure success at every step. With each milestone achieved, we've become increasingly confident that we are moving forward on the right path. We are happy to report that dewatering and shaft remediation at Cigar is proceeding as expected. Refurbishment of Shaft 1 is critical to the success of our plan, and so far, Shaft 1 refurbishment 3/4 complete, with most of the water pumped out. is now down to about the 475-480 meter level in the shaft. Crews have safely re-entered shaft 1 and are working to restore the ladderway, mechanical and electrical systems, including additional pumping to provide further assurance. Dewatering and work to secure the underground developments is expected to be complete between April and October of this year, depending on the condition of the mine. An updated technical report for Cigar Lake will be filed at the end of the first quarter here. This report will include a timeline for production startup and an updated capital cost estimate. Further update on the progress of Cigar Lake remediation will be included in our February release of the 2009 annual MD&A. Cameco does have operations outside of Canada, three that use the in-situ recovery mining process. All three are expected to increase their production in the coming years. In the U.S., we own and operate the Crow Butte mine in Nebraska and the Smith Ranch Highland mine in Wyoming. And in Kazakhstan, as mentioned again, we expect Inkai to produce 3.1 million pounds annually for Cameco's account once the operation ramps up to full production over the next couple of years. While our main focus is growing our uranium production, we are a full-service provider to our customers. And this capability allows us to expand our overall market share. Cameco was established in 1988. We have been an integrated producer. We have always had fuel services, which includes refining and conversion operations. We are one of only four uranium hexafluoride, or UF6, conversion suppliers in the Western world, with about 35% of conversion capacity through our operations in Port Hope, Ontario, and our long-term capacity contract, Springfield Fuels in the UK. We also have CANDU fuel manufacturing facilities in Port Hope. In June of 2009, we restarted production of UF6 at Port Hope after suspending the operations in December 2008 due to the lack of hydrofluoric acid on acceptable terms. The plant is operating well, and we have broadened our sources of HF to avoid dependence on one supplier in the future. In addition, we have a 31.6% partnership interest in nuclear electricity generation through Bruce Power in Ontario. This is a steady and reliable source of cash for them. Our recent investment in Global Laser Enrichment expands and integrates Cameco's interest in the nuclear fuel cycle. GLE is in the test loop phase. Test loop is designed to validate the commercial feasibility of the next generation of enrichment technology and advanced design of the equipment, facility, and processes for planned commercial production. They expect to have sufficient data this year to make a decision on whether to proceed to a full-scale commercial facility. These are indeed exciting times for the uranium industry. Just like a skier descending down a mile-high mountain, the momentum behind nuclear energy will continue to grow. As it does, so will Cameco's success. In summary, Cameco offers investors an unparalleled uranium asset base, vertically integrated operations, a long-term contract portfolio positioning us for increasing cash flow and profitability, strong financial performance, and a conservative approach to financial management. We are confident these strengths will enable us to realize the benefits of the discipline and strategies executed over the past 20 years. And our financial flexibility positions us to seize value-adding opportunities as they arise. Finally, our renewed focus on safety and environmental leadership will enable us to further leverage our assets, generate even greater returns for our shareholders in the future. Thank you for your interest in Cameco and for your attention today.
Thanks, Kim.